exciting.
Pretty exciting. And you know, each week at this time, and some weeks not at all. In fact, most weeks we don't do it at this time or any time. Our town of the week. And here is Sarah Nix.
Our town of the week, it was founded in 1860. It's Nevada, Missouri, originally named Nevada City. And is
Nevada?
Nevada, in fact. It's situated at the very center and is the county seat of Vernon County, Missouri. During the Civil War, Nevada was known as the Bushwhacker capital of the United States. Bushwhackers were Southern guerrilla fighters. You can learn all about their storied history at the Bushwhacker Museum. It's a popular tourist attraction. In 1860...
So were they the ones, the Missourians who bushwhacked the Kansans, or the Kansans bushwhacked the Missourians?
Well, I think we're about to hear a story about it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think there was some retaliatory fire building in 1863. Mm-hmm. A northern militia retaliated against bushwhackers, bushwhacker attacks on Union soldiers, by burning down Nevada City. Oh. Only a few buildings survived the fire, including the Vernon County Jail, which still stands. Mm-hmm. Visitors to the jail get to explore original 19th century cells or the drunk tank. Nevada City was rebuilt after the war and in 1869 officially changed its name to Nevada, but the end of the war was not the end of violence. Infamous outlaws Frank and Jesse James had a hideout in Vernon County. Mm. Frank James stayed in Nevada for 5 years after his brother died, and his home is still standing today. The railroads arrived in Nevada in the 1870s, and an economic boom hit the hamlet. Another boom came when the state erected a mental hospital, which went on to employ more than 1,000 local residents. After the railroad heyday...
To incarcerate or employ?
Employ.
Oh.
I don't know how many people were actually residents there. Mm-hmm. After the railroad heyday, new manufacturing businesses like 3M helped revive the local economy.
Okay.
In addition to Frank and Jesse James, Nevada is the birthplace of legendary filmmaker John Huston, who directed classics like The Maltese Falcon and The Misfits. In sports, you'll find locals cheering on the Nevada High School Tigers year-round. That's our town of the week. This week, it's Nevada, Missouri.
Okay. Sarah. We're calling randomly now, and I mean randomly, to anywhere, not just Nevada, Missouri, to find someone who will, from an insider's point of view, tell us about Nevada or anything else they might happen to know along the way. So we've got 3M is still the biggest employer in Nevada?
Apparently, yep.
Apparently.
Helped to revive the local economy. It did.
What do they make there, 3M? Is that the tape?
I believe so, yeah. Office products, that kind of thing.
Office products?
Mm-hmm.
You're making this up as you go along?
I'm pretty sure. With 3M, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Anything else there? Employers? School, is there a school there in town, a university or a college? Or,
there's the high school Tigers, the Nevada High School Tigers.
Okay.
But I don't think that there's a larger school.
Community college?
I believe not.
Do you know for sure? Or?
No, I don't actually know for sure.
Okay. Ryan Leonard is online from Nevada, and he can fill us in on some of those things as well, I'm sure. Hi, Brian. How are you?
Just fine. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. We're calling, this is What Do You Know, and we're calling, because Nevada is our town of the week. And we just were able to hear Sarah's little description of Nevada and the history.
Yes, I did hear it.
Okay. Anything that you need to correct or add to that?
We do have a community college. It is a Crowder College. It's a two-year school, but we also have Cotty College.
Uh-huh.
It's a women's school here in town.
Oh, no kidding. Okay, so two colleges.
Yes.
Fantastic.
It's a privately owned liberal arts school. It was founded back in the early... I believe 1900s by Alice Cotty, and it's a real famous liberal school.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. And Brian, what do you do in town?
I'm the mayor.
You're the mayor.
I also teach high school.
Oh, you're the mayor. Okay.
Yes.
Well, congratulations, Your Honor.
Thank you.
How long have you been mayor?
I've been mayor 2 years now. I've been on council about 7.
Okay. We have to run, mayor. But one thing you want to say about Nevada, Missouri? What would you close with?
It is a great community to live. I've lived here all my life. I'm very proud of it.
Okay, thank you. Mayor Brian Leonard from Nevada, Missouri. Our town of the week.